Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. It is Sam and Greg on this Sunday morning, 23rd day of February. Thank you for letting us be a part of your, well, Saturday, even though I wasn't here, Saturday and Sunday mornings. So I want to thank you for that. This is one of them groups that people have been talking about lately, about a reunion.
Yeah.
And I'm trying to think if, because see, this is, I'm not, Supremes were before me. And I don't know that I want to say girl groups.
You don't remember Supreme?
No, I'm saying they're not my favorite. I'm saying maybe En Vogue is my favorite lady group.
Okay.
I was trying to think who would beat them.
We had a pretty good one here in town.
I'm just saying, these ladies, you know, probably. Yeah,
TLC was pretty good.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. But I still like these ladies and all that. But anyway, that's not why we're talking. We need to shut up and turn things over to Noelle because she put this on for her.
Outstanding.
She got something to say. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
You want to see these ladies reunite or you want to leave it as is? Because sometimes they get back together and it's like, y'all shouldn't have, you know.
Never going to get it, never going to get it, never going to get it, never going to get it. Yeah. It ain't happening.
That's
what?
It
well,
ain't happening.
Now, maybe you could be the new lead singer.
They not getting back together.
They were just back together here recently.
No, it was three, not four.
I thought it was four.
I thought I saw three out there. Was Don out there?
I think everybody was there. But Maxine was the one they were talking about. Hadn't been with him in a minute.
But they've been working with Maxine. It's been Don that's been like MIA. Okay. But I think you're right. I think Don was there because I thought it was funny that they had Don and Raphael in the same room together because she still feels like he owed her some money.
Mm.
So I think Don was there because I remember having that thought, and I thought that was kind of funny. I was like, oh, you got them two in the same room?
That brings on a question. I'll let you get to your thing, though, but now we want to know who is your favorite girl group.
Oh, I'm a TLC girl. But if we're going to talk about blending harmonies together, then I'm going to take En Vogue.
Yeah, okay.
We're going to talk about four-part harmony.
Yeah.
Some girls that can handle singing behind Aretha Franklin, I'm going to take them.
There we go.
Oh, we ain't going to leave the sweet emotions out, right?
Who's this? Oh, the emotions.
I know, I'm going back. Emotions. But you know what's funny?
Wait, I do like the emotions now. Wait a minute.
We went back and nobody brought up Destiny's Child.
Yeah.
Well, I mean.
I'm just saying. It's just funny, right? When you say it out loud, nobody brought them up.
DC3 or 4, you know, either one of them could. Yeah.
Anyway, go ahead, Noelle. Okay. This is your time to shine.
Okay. Well, there are so many places we can go here, but I guess I'll start with
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Watching sports is going to become more complicated, and that is becoming more and more clear by the day. So, if you didn't know, whatever TV contracts are on the books can be up and voided around next season. They're all pretty much done around 2029. And then we will be in this strange landscape where we'll have to put in a username and a password and click the 17 different apps to get to the one game we're trying to watch for 3 hours. And my question is, wasn't our lives easier with cable? I just feel like our lives were easier with cable.
Yep. And I've come to a conclusion and try to, for me, this works for me. With everything that she's talking about, how technology is taking over everything, the only reason we complain about it is because we were there before and we know what it used to be. But if you're 18 right now, this is
you just grab
your world,
and you just
right?
click into another app and get going. And with the announcement that baseball gave us, what ESPN gave us about baseball this week, we look to see if baseball is going to really do a deal. Kind of like MLS, and say, all right, this is where we're gonna be, you know, so many nights a week, because you know, ESPN cutting back on their baseball.
Everything is in flux as far as those channels. But go ahead, Noel.
Yeah. I mean, no, Sam's bringing in an excellent point that adds to all of this, and where that will fix the problem of blackout markets, because that's the one thing I hated. Right, you pay for a package. And let's say, like, I had Sunday ticket for years and years and years because my dad was a Vikings fan, right? So we had the Sunday tickets package so he could watch the Vikings. But my sister was in New Orleans and couldn't sign into the account to watch the Falcons in New Orleans because the zip code is here.
Yo.
Like, that's the stuff that used to drive me crazy. But now it's, like, going the other way. Like, I think FanDuel just announced their app price is going to $19.99, or I think it was already $19.99. But I think FanDuel is actually cheaper for me via DirecTV. I think it's like $12.99 or something like that. So it's like, as much as you want to get away from all these packages and as high as cable was and all this stuff, when you're looking at the cost a la carte, you might have already been in the best shape you were in. And now I think we've just all kind of put ourselves in a situation where everything has to be connected to the internet to be watched, and log into 17 different places, and we're going to run into more problems like password sharing blocks and blockout dates and bandwidth issues. Because the next step is, once you get everybody hooked on streaming via the internet, then the next step is to up the internet, right? Because now the internet is more valuable.
Just as Tracy had the same situation. She buys the package so she could watch Tigers games here.
Yep.
But then she went home to Michigan. She couldn't log in to watch them up there in Michigan.
So
that,
like,
was crazy.
So the one good thing about what MLS does and what baseball kind of wants to go to, and honestly what the NBA needs to go ahead and go to, is letting you just buy the package and watch it wherever you go, regardless of the blackouts. And I think that's going to be more likely with less broadcast networks having first pick or being the main priority when it comes to viewing stuff. Because we lived in a world where CBS and Fox were king when it comes to NFL, right?
Right. Mm-hmm.
It looks like Amazon is about to be the king of NFL. in the next 4 years.
I got a problem
years.
With Amazon for another reason, too, but you go ahead and finish your thing. We'll get to this one during casting call. Or the jeers.
But that's the problem with some of the stuff, right? Like, they can kind of do and move and turn on and off, and it seems, even though you don't have control over the network television, it seems to be less control with streaming when they tell you that there's really more control. Like, let's move away from sports.
Let me ask you this. How much will this, because this is the 400-pound gorilla over here that's driving a lot of what you're saying, not so much the networks are deciding or these platforms are deciding to show, has to do with, in the minds of some people, or a lot of people, whatever they can put on sports-wise, it's gambling. That is it. Because we have seen, and we could just speculate and do reckless speculation on the Four Letter Network and Fox and all these others making these changes because they want to get as many eyes as they can on their channel because they're just doing games that you can bet on.
Think about that.
That's going to be a part. That's part of it because now the gambling's part of this.
Yeah, we
this
see is, how big it, the part of it I'm is. You can hardly even watch any type of sporting anything without the little note on the bottom that says, you know, if you have a gambling problem, call this number here. So like, there is constant gambling promotion on the TV, on the social media. Yeah, and like, it's all connected to each other, right? Because they want you to, you watch the TV and they say, go to the app and download the app and get the free this and the free that and figure out what color jersey they're going to come on tonight.
Gamble during the game. Gamble during the event. It ain't just that you can gamble on the game. You can sit there and he's going to miss this putt. Oh, she's going to ace this one. Whatever the sport.
Yep. Yeah, that's one of my new favorite ads.
You can put something down on it.
Do you have a hunch during the game? Don't miss out on any money.
So that's a part of what you're saying may or may not happen around the corner, but it may be driven by how many games can we broadcast that people are going to come and bet on. I don't know. I'm just throwing this out there. But it just makes sense given the way the landscape has shifted.
No, and that's a good question. So does that mean now you only want the top premier games if you're the network broadcaster?
Why got to be top?
Top.
There has to be a game. People who do that don't care what the game is. They just want to put a bet down.
Okay, so you're saying that's why it's getting spread out to so many landscapes because everybody just wants a game that is attached to these apps. I can 100% see that.
These shows are going away on certain networks. These shows that we got used to watching on the sports channels are sort of dissipating.
Yeah.
Either they're gone or they will be leaving as soon as that network can figure out a way to put on a game of some sorts. You pick the sport, but a game.
Well, not just a game. Let's take it even further. Not just a game, but how many more gambling shows are we seeing now?
Yeah.
Shows that are just geared toward, you know.
Yeah, that's a whole industry right now.
Yeah, that's getting as big as the fantasy football shows.
This is all byproduct of the information age that we're in. I have no clear-cut answer. I don't think there's anybody out there. They can speak on their network and what they want to do, but it's the Wild West right now that we're living in.
And I guess that's the conversation that I want to have, like just how topsy-turvy it all is. Like, nothing is what it used to be. Like, I remember Jimmy the Greek and how all of that went down, and look at where we are now.
Jimmy
the Greek sports landscape. Like he had to do his thing kind of, you know, undercover and cold words, and not even though they had him on TV, and now it's just flat out, what's the line?
Yeah.
And is it moving?
Thank you,
and
Supreme
we're
going to
talk
Court.
About that for the next 4 hours. Is this line going to move?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Or not, for Greg's point, the whatever the big game is. Because if it's like a Thursday night, it doesn't even have to be a big game, right? It's just a game. It's just the game that's on.
It is a game. And how much more important is it for them to put those reports out on players participating?
Well, yeah, we figured that out a long time ago, though. Why, you know, if you're a fan, you know, what are the inactives that come out before the game? Why does that matter? If you're a fan, you're a fan of the team. Well, those guys not playing today, well, you're still going to show up for the game and whatnot. But no, that's what it was for. You know, all those years. You know, so hey.
Anyway, go ahead. I know there's other stuff you want to talk.
It's just more obvious now.
Yeah. No, it's just I just wanted to kind of like set out the landscape of like where we're headed with sports watching. We're all going to have to like. Yesterday, I officially signed up for my MLS pass for the year because T-Mobile was kind enough to give us our yearly a promotion code to get it. But, like, that's what is going to be our world for watching sports and really watching everything, but we're just zeroing in on sports right now. That's going to be our world, a username and a password, and click this game here.
What will be a bridge too far for you two? Is it the Super Bowl? Meaning you got to put something down to watch the Super Bowl. Is it Wimbledon? Is it Daytona 500? Whatever. What is it? Kentucky Derby? What is it that you say enough?
Well, I think that's the interesting thing, because I think everybody's going to have a different enough, right?
Like, right. Whatever, that's what I'm asking
whatever
y'all.
Because my mom's enough is going to be the Braves. Like, if she click on FanDuel and the Braves ain't there, I'm going to have a problem because I got to figure out where the Braves are.
Okay.
Right?
I am
going to have a problem.
Yep.
If I turn on Fox at 1 o'clock and my Falcons ain't there, I'm going to be mad. Like, I be mad sometimes. I turn to the guide and it shows me the wrong game. I'm like, why am I looking at that game? It's not even my market. And then I click on the game, I'm like, okay, it is the Falcons. Okay, I don't have to riot today. So it's just going to depend on, like, where you spend your time and your money. That's going to be that thing where you're like, that's a bridge too far.
But you know what this is doing is you also are talking, we're all showing our age because the younger generation that doesn't want to sit still for 3 hours to watch a game are still going to get things where they want to. They're going to program their device to do a ping. Well, let's see, something just happened.
Yep.
Okay,
like
let me go back to what I was doing. You know, I mean, that's
how
what
I started this off with. It just depends on how old you are. And we remember what was. She's sitting over there talking about Jimmy the Greek, and there's 18-year-olds going, what?
Who is that?
Is that a yogurt? What's going on? What is she talking about? So, yeah, it's... I don't know. I think a bridge too far would be some other event other than a sporting event. I'm resigned to the fact that at some point in my lifetime, I'm probably going to have to pay to watch the Super Bowl. Okay, I ain't going to like it, but I'm going to do it. But it's like silly stuff, like the Grammys or the Academy Awards. They say, nah, it's going to be on this channel, and you want to watch it. Then I'm going to say, all right, no, I'll read about it tomorrow in the paper.
Oh, my goodness, I just realized everything's pay-per-view now. We've just made everything pay-per-view.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Okay, Vince McMahon, you win.
Well, okay. All right, that's it. No, you want to put a cherry on top of anything else that you just driving you crazy? By the way, do you have jeers or cheers?
Yes, I have jeers and cheers,
okay,
yes.
Okay, well, we're going to hear from you in a minute because we got that coming up next. I got some thank yous started the show with. I want to do them again because we're halfway through today's show. That is up next. But the feature that is taking off across the country, three jeers, three cheers. Things you liked, things you didn't like from this past week in the world of sports. We want to hear from you if you want to piggyback on what we're doing or talking about 404-726-0929. It is Sam and Greg with Noel, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 45% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Ugh, your clothes are too tight, yet you can't lose weight, even though you've tried so many diets. The reason you're having trouble losing weight could be a liver clogged with fat, and that is slowing your metabolism. Introducing Omicid, a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight, and it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Find out more and see the university studies at omicid.com. That's A-L-M-A-S-E-D.com.